Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. About a week ago, we had a deep dive on the Parramatta Eels and we looked at the big questions that they faced heading into the final series of 2021. And we sort of said there's a really good chance that this team could miss the top four. It is terrible timing with Mitch Moses being out and their draw is unbelievable. Now, this was last Thursday, the Friday night, I think it was. They played the Canberra Raiders. And of course, Canberra Raiders have just found some form, a really gritty game that, you know what, to Parramatta's credit, I think they probably do win that one with Mitch, to be honest with you, but he wasn't there and they didn't get the job done, yeah? And the Canberra Raiders were still missing a number of troops themselves as well, so it's not like you can say, oh, because Mitch Moses wasn't there, that's why they lost. I mean, Canberra Raiders missing a heap of guys as well. Canberra going like a busted asshole as well, let's be perfectly honest here. So that was a game that Parramatta really had to win. And then we had last night. And I said before the game last night, this is a critical game for their season because if they win this one, they will be clear of the Roosters by two wins. If they lose, they'll be back to smack even with them with their horrible draw still to come. And Parramatta, very disappointing last night. And I'll tell you what stood out for me. What stood out for me was that they got beat by 28 points. You know, we can all read a scoreboard. That's all good and well. But the Roosters didn't even play that well. The Roosters were pretty fucking average in that first half. There was drop ball left, right, and centre. That game felt like a trial game to me. It was like the games that you watch in early February where it's at a suburban ground, you got the weird camera angles, it's a little bit of a different view, the brightness of it's a little bit off, and there was just drop ball left, right, and centre, and I couldn't believe how Parramatta didn't respond to constant challenges. It was crazy. There was a couple of times where they were just split square up the middle by scoots and really simple stuff from the Sydney Roosters. And as soon as they got them on the back foot, it was over. There's a try that Sammy Walker scored, which is an unreal try. But fuck, can you go back 20 seconds before that? Watch the run by Egan Butcher. Now, this is the kid that we've been talking about for a little while. We think he's going to be an absolute star. He's obviously the younger brother of Nat, who's a premiership winner and a great player. I think Egan's going to be a much better player. I think he's going to be a guy the Roosters are going to build around for a couple of years. Watch the run that Egan takes and how quickly his play the ball is. He enters the contact with about three or four guys on him. He comes out with, I believe it's only Reed Marnie on top of him. He gets to elbows and knees. He gets to quick play the ball. When he plays the ball, have a look at the Parramatta defensive line. No one is going up. They are all on the back foot and half of them are facing the wrong way and the Roosters just go, beautiful, we've got him here. That try assist should go to Egan Butcher. That was an unreal play by him. Go and watch it again and just have a look at the impact that he has on that run and how it just disrupts the entire line. And then Sam Walker, he just goes into touch football instinct mode. He knows he's got guys on the back foot. It's exactly where you want teams. Unreal footy there. But Parramatta, I'm so disappointed with what I saw last night. I can't say I'm surprised. I did say to you guys, I'd take the Roosters in this one. I didn't think they'd win by this much. I thought $2.20 was great value for the Chooks, though. If you would have said to me they'll win by 20+, I probably would have said I doubt it. I think it'll be a little bit closer. But very disappointing from the Parramatta Eels. And as I said, the Roosters weren't great. They dropped balls left, right, and centre. Drew Hutchinson, he almost put one into the 15th row of the grandstand at one point. Like, there was a heap of moments that Parramatta could have got back into this game, and they just weren't able to drag themselves back into the context. And they kept getting themselves into decent positions as well, which is what annoyed me even more. There was a couple of times where Dylan Brown almost scored. There was a couple of plays that Nathan Brown had where he almost laid on tries. They just couldn't put the icing on the cake. It was unbelievable. And for me, when I look at Parramatta and I compare them to these other sides in the competition, they are in serious Barney rubble, yeah. Yes, they'll be better than the 14 or the 12 teams below them. No doubt about that. I'd never argue that. Yeah, they're a much better side than those teams. But, mate, when you look at those top teams and you compare what they're doing compared to what Parramatta's doing at the moment, I get it. They're missing their halfback. I understand that. But I'm sorry, Mitch Moses, he's not a Nathan Cleary. He's not a Cam Munster. He's not a Tom Trbojevic. He's not a 20-point player. You know, he's a 6 to 12 point player. He's a bit more of a stability sort of player for this team. They still had a lot of their stars and a lot of their guns out there, and they just weren't able to get the job done. And when I have a look at the ladder now, I mean, right now the Parramatta Eels, they hold on to fourth place, which is all good and well. The Roosters are on the same amount of points, and they're four and against. There's only 30 points in it. You look at the Manly Seagulls, they're two wins below these guys. I'm tipping they're going to have a win over the Sharks this week. That'll put them one win behind the Roosters and the Eels. Mate, I reckon there's a really good chance here that Parramatta could finish sixth, realistically. They're not going to fall as low as seventh. The Cronulla Sharks, they're sitting on 18 points. There's a huge gap there. But, mate, the Parramatta Eels, I reckon there's a really good chance they drop out of this top four and they could finish as low as sixth. When you have a look at their run over the next few weeks, it is brutal. Obviously, they played the Canberra Raiders 2 weeks ago, who just found some form. Terrible timing to play the Raiders. They played the Roosters this week. I mean, if you had to pick, you know, a team in the NRL you don't want to play, you'd have the first four, and then it would be the Sydney Roosters. They've copped them. Next week, I mean, this side, they take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs, another team that is fit and firing at the moment, doing unbelievable things. The week after that, they take on the Manly Seagulls and Tom Trbojevic. I mean, it's not getting any easier for this side. The week after that, they play the Cowboys. That's a little reprieve, but I'm sorry, is anyone writing that off as a win for the Parramatta Eels? Oh, I'm certainly not. Yes, you'll have Mitch Moses back, but the Cowboys, I mean, they'll probably have Val Holmes back. They went head-to-head with the Melbourne Storm the other night. They lost by 6 or 4 points, whatever it was. So let's say they get a win against the North Queensland Cowboys. I mean, I reckon that might keep them in fourth. It'll probably keep them in fifth, realistically. Mate, the last 2 weeks, they play the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers. Now, with a bit of luck, hopefully falling the Parramatta Eels' way, potentially the minor premiership might be wrapped up. They might get a few guys that have rest from the Melbourne Storm, and potentially they might get a few guys that have rest from the Penrith Panthers as well. We obviously know that's a big fear for a lot of Supercoach players. So, this Parramatta Eels run is insane. It is fucking batshit crazy. And if they couldn't compete with the Chooks last night, I mean, what odds do we give them to knock over South Sydney, the Manly Seagulls, the Melbourne Storm, the Penrith Panthers over the next few weeks? I honestly think they finish sixth. I really do. They are going to really need a lot of guys to be rested from the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers in the back end to have any chance of finishing in the top four, I think. It is going to be a tough gig for this team moving forward. I feel sorry for them, I do, but... And you know what? It's more of a sign of the times of how good the top teams are than probably how poor Parramatta is. They weren't great last night. I understand that. Very, very disappointing game. I'm not really trying to kick the shit out of the Parramatta Eels here. Yeah, I mean, there's probably 13 teams that are heaps worse than them in the NRL. No doubt about it. But, I mean, this is a team that they've got a squad that, you know, on paper, they can win a premiership. Now, I remember listening to everyone at the start of the year telling me that they were the favourites. They were going to win the comp. And I was just sitting there going, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, like, it's a good team on paper, yeah, but my God, there's so much more that goes into winning a comp than being good on paper, and the Melbourne Storm have shown that for years. I feel very sorry for Parramatta Eels fans. I think you're in for a very, very tough gig, and then all of a sudden, you know, off the back of playing, like, you, as I said, you're going to play the Roosters, the Rabbitohs, the Manly Seagulls, the Cowboys, the Melbourne Storm, the Panthers. The Parramatta Eels are essentially going to play 2 months of finals footy before finals footy starts. I think it's more than likely they probably get slapped around a little bit. It's already started on the wrong foot already. I mean, they are going to be exhausted by the time they get to finals footy. Dare I say, if I had to make a prediction, I wouldn't be shocked if these guys go out in straight sets. It might not even be straight sets. It might be straight set. Realistically, if they finish sixth, they're only going to have one bite of the cherry, one loss, and they're out. Their advantage is that all the teams below them, as I said, are going like a busted. They're definitely a better team than every team below Manly. Yeah, I'm not arguing that. There's no question there for me. I think they are a better team than all the teams below Manly. But you get to finals footy, And these other teams are on a high of making out the eight, and the Parramatta Eels are disappointed they finished sixth. They've come off 2 months of getting battered and bruised by the best teams in the competition, having their pants pulled down. Mate, morale's going to be high for these other teams, and the other teams are going to be confident. They're going to be very confident. They're going to know that Parramatta Eels, they are exhausted. Now, they have some resilient bastards in that team, no doubt about it, especially in that forward pack. You know, your Junior Paulos, your Campbell Gillards, your Nathan Browns, your Reed Marnies, these sort of guys, Isaiah Papali'i as well. So I have no doubt they will put up a fight in finals. But, mate, it is hard enough to win a finals series at the best of times, let alone when you have to play a heap of finals footy before you get to finals footy and everyone is questioning you, everyone is giving you shit. I'm in a couple of, like, fan forum pages for every team just to get a vibe of how, you know, all the fans are feeling and how they're feeling about certain players. Mate, the Parramatta Eels ones at the moment, it is a shit fight. It is a complete and utter shit fight. The stuff that they are saying about their team on there is unbelievable. And I've used the example a few times. I remember when Brad Arthur played a few months ago, made his debut, he scored a try. He didn't play that well. He really didn't play that well, but he scored a try. And everyone raved about him. Oh, how good's Brad Arthur? How good's Jacob Arthur? He's the future. I always get it confused. I apologize for that, guys. Jacob Arthur's the future. He does this. He does that. Blah, blah, blah. Mate, you should see the hate that Jacob Arthur's getting on these Parramatta Eels forums at the moment. It is unbelievable. Is he playing great? No, I know he's not.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But he's a young kid. He's 18, 19 years old? He's a young fella trying to find his way. Without Mitch Moses, this team would be shambles whoever you put in the seven. A lot of people are calling for Will Smith. Yeah, I think Will Smith would probably do a slightly better job, but he's not a seven. He's not going to answer your questions. You've seen Will Smith in a heap of finals games, and you all bagged him then as well. I mean, I think you've got to wait for Mitch to come back. Then you can have a real crack at this. But I still think even with Mitch, you're nowhere near the levels of the Manly Seagulls, the Melbourne Storm, the Penrith Panthers. And unfortunately, you have to play those three teams in the last 4 weeks, which is absolutely brutal. And in the midst of that, you got the Cowboys. Do I think Parramatta are a better team than the Cowboys? Yes, 100%. There is no doubt about that in my mind. But the Cowboys on their day can beat anyone. They can show up and beat anyone. They can also show up and get beat by 40 by anyone. But that makes it hard to prepare for. And they're going to look at this Parramatta Eels game and look at their draw in the midst of it and go, they're going to be gassed. We can win this game. This is a game that we can really get up for. I reckon round 23, as I said, that'll be about when Val Holmes returns. So a big plus there for the Cowboys. It's going to be very, very interesting moving forward for the Parramatta Eels. For me, I think I'm ruling them out of the top four finish. I don't think they can do it. The Manly Seagulls and the Sydney Roosters, their draw is nowhere near as bad as this Parramatta Eels side. They also hang in contests. So I think one of those two teams will finish fourth. I think the Parramatta Eels, they will drop as low as six, which is going to be devastating for them. It means that they're going to have to play seventh place in the week one of the finals. And I'll tell you what, there's a really good chance that that could be the Canberra Raiders. I reckon there's a really good hope that could end up being the Canberra Raiders. They're on 18 points now, as are the Cronulla Sharks are on 18 points. Without Sean Johnson, the Dragons are on 18 points as well. I would almost lock in that the Canberra Raiders are going to play the Parramatta Eels week one, and fuck me, you do not want to be playing the Canberra Raiders in the finals. They are a tough and gritty team. They've already beaten you once this year. There's going to be head noise surrounding that. This is going to be a tough gig. They're going to play all these finals footy, and essentially their game against the Canberra Raiders last week, that was a finals footy game. Then they're going to come into the week one of finals, and I think they're going to play the worst team that they could possibly play out of the bottom 10 teams, the Canberra Raiders. This is going to be a very tough gig for them moving forward. I think they're one of the more interesting teams to watch. I hope they don't completely implode, and I hope the Parramatta fans start to get around their team a little bit more, because what's going on at the moment in those fan forums, I cannot cop. I think it is unbelievable. I even saw someone bagging Dylan Brown. Like, fucking hell. Dylan Brown's 24 years old, playing without his halfback. He's trying his heart out the last 2 weeks. I would say he's been one of your better players the last 2 weeks. Very, very disappointing to see from Parramatta fans. I know you're frustrated. I get it. Stand by your team, yeah. I don't know how it's going to improve. I've said for a while, and you all push back on me, that they're a winner short from being a real footy side. I think that's Man, that's becoming more and more evident the further we get into this season. They've drifted out to $19 to win this premiership. I think they were about $13 last night. The Roosters into $12, as are the Manly Seagulls into $12. I'm putting the Red Sharpie through the Parramatta Eels. I already had it through them, but I think last night they showed us they cannot win this competition. And for me, they showed me last night that they will not be a top four team in 2021.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.